From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'll give little introduction to this song. Suffice it to say that the artist is Swedish. Her name is Leaky Lee, and she chose this delightfully unadorned yet mighty start to her debut album.
Follow these instructions. Do exactly as I do. Lean your shoulders forward. Lay your hands light over to my side. Move your body closer. Let your heart meet mine. Love is the harmony. Desire is the key. Love is the melody. Now sing it with me. Love is the harmony, desire is the key. Love is a symphony. Come sing some with me.
The artist is Leaky Lee. She spells her name L-Y-K-K-E. Her last name is spelled L-I, Leaky Lee. Her charming debut CD is called Youth Novels. I've not fallen in love with the entire record the way I've fallen in love with that tune, but it is a debut worth spending time with. The record's produced by Björn Yttling, another talented Swedish pop artist. Björn sings and plays keyboards and bass with a band we featured certainly on this show before, Peter, Björn, and John. And Sweden consistently turns out some of the best pop music around. The band I'm From Barcelona are, in fact, not from Barcelona. They're a huge band, 30 members at times, playing everything from cello to kazoos. Their new record is my favorite of theirs. It's called Who Killed Harry Houdini, and this song is called Headphones.
They can take me anywhere I want. I put my headphones on, I put my headphones on. I can walk around and sing along. I put my headphones on, I put my headphones on. On, I put my records on. You can shake your head and turn around. I put my records on, I put my records on. Now I'm gone with my head in a cloud, and the songs, they're just dancing around. Now I'm gone with my head in a cloud, and the songs, they're just dancing around, around.
The group is I'm From Barcelona, though they're from Sweden. The song is called Headphones, and the CD is Who Killed Harry Houdini? Sometimes it's just the title to a song that gets me listening to it. I couldn't pass up a song title like Vigil for a Fuddy Duddy, or The Club of the Fathomless Love, or my favorite from this young British band known as Wild Beast, the song called Brave, Bulging, Buoyant Clairvoyance. Let's hear it.
Brave, bulging, buoyant, clairvoyance. Brave, bulging, buoyant.
Wild Beasts is the name of the band. Brave, bulging, buoyant clairvoyance is what they're singing about. And the name of the album is called Limbo Panto. I think Panto as in short for pantomime. Though it doesn't help me make any more sense of the record title, but I think that's what it means. A while back, I wrote on the All Songs Considered blog about a band called Sparks. The post was about bands you either love or hate. Sparks fit the bill. I love them, but they're an acquired taste. I played a song from one of their early 1970s records, and then a listener pointed out that Sparks are still making music. I just listened to their new record. It's called Exotic Creatures of the Deep. They still have that whimsy and style that set them apart from every other band around. This song's called Good Morning. Sound of brothers Ron and Russell Mayle, better known together as Sparks. Their new album, their 21st studio album, is called Exotic Creatures of the Deep. Twin sisters and the former guitarist for Secret Machines make up a new band called School of Seven Bells. Their name's taken from an apocryphal school for learning the trade of pickpocketing. The CD title is called Alpinism, a term for mountaineering. There's a great sense of adventure and mystery in the songs on this record, and most of that is in the big, wonderful sound they have. Listen to this. It's called Face to Face in High Places by School of Seven Bells. The School of Seven Bells is the band. The song we heard from their CD Alpinism is called Face to Face in High Places. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So recently on our blog, Robin Hilton did a post, and the post said something to the effect of, is there a band that you absolutely love that you've never seen and have always wanted to see? And the reason he did that post was because he was about to see his favorite conglomeration of people, more than one band. It's the Elephant Six Collective. And Robin's sitting right next to me to tell me that not only did you get to see them once, but we let you out of the building, which we don't do often. Mm-hmm. He usually stays at home and does all the web pages. This time he got to go not only to Baltimore, but also to Chicago. Tell us about it. And we're about to play some music for everybody that you've probably never heard before. Recordings from the Elephant Six.
The Elephant Six Orchestra is what they're calling themselves now. The Elephant Six group, I guess you would call it, is a collective of musicians who are in a bunch of different bands. It got its start in the early 90s, and it's partly a recording company, partly this group of all these bands that share the same sort of musical aesthetic. And when members from all the different bands get together and play together, they call themselves the Elephant Six Orchestra. And
which they don't do often.
They don't. In fact, this was the first time in many years that they had done it. And a number of the bands were on this special tour. They're calling it a holiday tour that they've been doing all through October. And some of the bands that have been playing on the tour haven't played together in a decade. And one of those is Olivia Tremor Control, which is the band that we're going to hear first. This is a song from their 1996 album Dusk at Cubist Castle. Actually, it's called Music for the Unrealized Film Script, Dusk at Cubist Castle. And the song's called The Opera House. This is one song I got to see him do both in Baltimore and in Chicago, and it's just a spectacular song.
And this recording is from the show in Chicago.
Yeah. Wow. That's
sounds
a song.
Wild.
Yeah, it, very trippy, and that's a great song for them to sort of stretch their legs. They have a lot of fun with that one.
So explain to me. There's so many different bands. How does this work? How does it unfold?
Well, there are 15 different artists, and I counted 10 different bands.
Name some bands we'd know.
The Apples in Stereo, the Olivia Trimmer Control.
Elf Power?
Elf Power was there, definitely. There were some some of the members were in Neutral Milk Hotel. In fact, Jeff Mangum, the sort of reclusive lead singer and songwriter for Neutral Milk Hotel, showed up too, and he made what was a very rare appearance and sang on a couple songs, which was enough to just get the crowd going crazy, of course. And so during the show, throughout the concert, just about every other song, they'd switch out, have some sort of different configuration of the band up on stage, the Elephant Six Orchestra on stage, doing one another's songs. And so it was a bit of a mess. You know, it took about 3.5 hours for them to get through all of the music. And, you know, if you condensed it down, you know, maybe it was maybe 2 hours or 2.5 hours of music with a lot of long breaks in between. But it really was just such a magical night and sort of historic, too, because it was the first time in so long that all these artists had gotten together and played together live.
And the cool thing is we got a truck, a recording truck, to record this incredible event in Chicago. We got a photographer, right?
Yeah, we got some great pictures, and we have some incredible audio. We have the entire two and a half plus hours of music, and we're going to put the whole show up on NPR Music's website, and we're going to podcast that too. And
that'll be on the All Songs Considered Live concert podcast. And
we feel really lucky to have this. So our thanks go to the band to letting us record that and get it out to everybody, because it's a great way to get it to more of their fans who really never get a chance to see these guys play.
Great. Take us out on something.
This is a song from one of the more mysterious Elephant Six bands called Major Organ and the Adding Machine. And this is a band that I actually don't know much about, and I don't think many other people know much about. They try to keep the group sort of a mystery. They like the group to remain a mystery. And they put out one album in 2001 that was self-titled. And when a group of musicians got on stage to perform music for Major Organ and the Adding Machine on this concert, they all wore masks. So you couldn't see, I mean, of course, you knew who each of the musicians were because you'd seen them throughout the night. But they put on the masks to sort of hide their identity because this is a mystery band. But this is the last track from the 2001 album by Major Organ and the Adding Machine. It's called Life Forms. And it's this wonderful sort of Hey Jude jam that just sort of builds. And, you know, the whole audience was singing along with it. It's really wonderful.
Great. And that's Robin Hilton, our producer. And for NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Life form got a message stuck in its head.